Welcome to Oakland North Radio,
a new podcast from oaklandnorth.net.
Forrest O'Brien spends his days traveling to local self-storage facilities. He sells jewelry, antiques, furniture, and even boxes of junk to the highest bidder. But the stuff he's selling isn't even his. That's because Forrest is an auctioneer for California Storage Auctions, one of the many companies that are hired by storage facilities to auction off storage units that are past due more than 63 days. On this particular Friday morning, Forrest is at Payless Self Storage in Richmond, California. This facility holds an auction on the second Friday of every month.
I'm bid upon 150, now I'll be $175 bidder. I bid upon 175, I've got 175, you've got to be a $200 bidder. Bid upon
two, I got two there. So, what exactly can be found in these storage units? Forrest says you can find just about anything.
Crystal, jewelry box, collectibles, antiques. Everybody's looking for their dream. And it does happen occasionally. Somebody will get one that's, you know, very financially rewarding. And other times, not so good, but
yeah,
it's better doing this than playing the lottery.
The manager of Payless Self Storage, Shale Butler, says there are sometimes some unexpected items.
I've been doing this for, you know, about 10 years, so I have seen some interesting stuff. Animal ashes, human ashes, marijuana growing equipment, firearms, lots of firearms.
Despite the small chance of hitting the jackpot at a storage auction, Forrest says there has been a substantial increase in the number of bidders. The reason? Reality shows on television that portray storage auctions as a way to make some easy money. Forrest says that the crowds have increased substantially.
Since early December with the reality shows, the crowds have gone unbelievable. 331, 250, 180.
But Forrest is quick to say that reality television is, well, still television. And though the chances are good that you'll make some extra money, Forrest says it won't come that easy.
And everybody's looking for the dream. You know, there'll be something in there that'll be just a priceless heirloom that they can just make all kinds of money on Craigslist, because on television they do. And everything on television is true. Wrong.
Shale said the reality shows have brought a larger crowd, but a lot of bidders are people who have been buying storage units for years, long before reality TV caught up with the trend.
Normally what this is people's business, their full-time job, the auction buyers. So they are people who I've been seeing for the last 10 years.
Like Dan Lopez from Forestville, California, who comes to Richmond every month for this auction. He's been buying items from storage units for nearly 10 years, and his experience shows. The value of all the items in his unit, he thinks, will be more than triple what he paid for.
We paid $600 for this unit, and we're probably going to get about $2,000 by the time it's all done. We do get some treasures out of these things. It's the real deal. You get out here and you spend the money, and you will reap the benefits.
So how exactly do the items in these storage units become available for auction? If a renter has a past due account, the storage facility can legally auction off everything in the unit. Even so, Shale says he gives renters a bit of extra time.
We usually wait when a customer is more like 3, 4, 5 months behind before we even get to that level.
The reason, Shale says, is because it's hard for him to sell things that aren't his.
It's a horrible thing to do. Unfortunately, we are in business to rent storage units for money, not to give them away for free. So we do eventually have to do that.
The renter of the unit has up until the day of the auction, up to the minute before the auction start time actually, to pay up. If a payment isn't made, it's a free-for-all, and that's when Forrest does his job.
Do not go into the units, kick things, open things, get your best guess, and dream from the outside. You're bidding on everything that's in there. Good stuff, bad stuff, garbage, valuable things you may see or hope that's in there. If you find any money in these lockers, keep it. Jewelry, keep it. Rolex watches, keep it. Other than that, that's auction 101. Let's boogie woogie.
Party time.
Good deal. $1,500 bidder, yes or no? Got to go. All done. All true. Sold $1,475. Sold $1,475 your way, the hard way.
For Oakland North Radio, I'm Shirley Lau. Thanks for listening. Check out more stories at oaklandnorth.net.